What is going on? It is your boy New Jack Reloaded coming to you from the 818 in the San Fernando Valley. And here we go. Why do people slander? And why do people's emotions get tied up into shit? Why can't black folks stay on one accord, regardless of differences? It is your boy, New Jack Reloaded, coming to you from the 818 in the San Fernando Valley. The time is 8:53. Let's get it cracking. Straight up, what's going on? It's your boy, New Jack Reloaded, coming to you from the 818 in the San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles, California. And tonight, I got to go in. I don't like to do double takes. I don't like to carry on a subject for too long. But sometimes some shit has to be addressed. Man, I got to go back in on fucking BTP. Straight up, BTP. So I'm setting up here today. And I get a Facebook notification because me and Naeem happen to be on Facebook, and I get his notifications when he goes live based off of when he was down with ADOS, you know what I mean? So we kind of friended and followed each other. But lo and behold, you know what I mean, as I'm ending my day, I get a notification, and it is a BTP live going on Facebook, and I'm sure they did it on YouTube too, but I caught it from the Facebook perspective. And what basically is going on? Well, once again, fucking pocket watching. I mean, it really boils down to fucking pocket watching. How much Yvette Carnell gets from the donations that we send to her on her YouTube videos has got these niggas vexed. Right? Now, Naeem, who is a Moor, right, who follows Islam, right, okay, has nothing to say about how the Minister Louis Farrakhan is living. And don't get it twisted. I respect the Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm just using this as an example as to how petty these niggas are in terms of who the people donate to spread the message, right? So the Minister Farrakhan, by all rights, fucking deserves to live the life that he does. Straight up, because he gives the people what they need through the message that he presents within the Nation of Islam. Anybody that says that that's bullshit is a fucking liar and an asshole, and get the fuck out of my face. I believe that the minister, Louis Farrakhan, should live the life that he lives based off of the work that he's done, based off of the message that he gives the people that we enjoy. Okay? But why is it that Naeem, the Moor, right, and Grimm and Josh and all them have an issue when another leader comes into play and is garnering the same respect for a different cause, for a group of people who believe the message and like the message that, you know, this person is sharing? See, you nigga, you need to quit pocket watching. Straight up, you need to quit pocket watching, because based off of the little bitty YouTube and the Facebook Live that you guys did, all y'all niggas was worried about was what Yvette does with the money that we donate to her. Listen, dude, let me explain this to you one more time, right? People donate that money to Yvette through the YouTube based off of the messages she shares that they enjoy. Not once has anybody ever asked her, or not once have I ever heard her say, that the money that we donate to her for her message, for the job that she's doing, has to go to fucking the people. You know what I mean? No, that's fucking her money. All right? What we enjoy is the message that she shares. Okay? So then, therefore, we are going to donate to continue to hear that message. And if she's getting fucking money from it, then why are you player hating? Why are you player hating? The people pay for what they like. They give to what they like. Okay? Why not? Let's take Because I know that you's on the Christian church. And Mr. Naeem, Lord Abba, you's on the Christian church. Well, the Christian church is a fucking billion-dollar, trillion-dollar industry. Right? Because people donate. Okay? Poor people donate. Rich people donate. People donate. Because obviously they are getting something from that that they like. Right? They're getting instruction. They're getting feel good. They're getting the things that they like. Right? Something that is worthy for them to fucking donate to because it makes them feel a type of way. So why hate? Right? See, but you're pocket watching. You're really pocket watching. Because the last few videos that you guys did, it was basically about fucking Yvette's getting money and she ain't about the people because she collecting money. The money. Right? And then you got Grimm over there sounding like fucking, you know, I can't even do it right now. But typically like a chump. Right? So y'all want to hit pockets of movements and shit. Pockets of people and movements and shit. Right? The people could determine whether or not if they... Nobody's saying that you got to give shit. In fact, before every video, Yvette says that you don't have to donate no money. Just hit the like and share button. Alright? But you pocket watching, my nigga. You pocket watching. Right? Black Lives Matter is worth $10.6 billion based off of what the... what we've seen within the newspapers and throughout social media and shit like that. Y'all niggas ain't going up against that. Hit that bank, nigga. Hit that bank. You guys are sitting up here losing your shit over Yvette. If she does make $16,000 a month, who gives a fuck? We give it to her because she gives us what we want. That ain't shit, man. You acting like that's a lot of fucking money. That ain't shit. $10.6 million, $16,000 a month. $10.6 million, $16,000 a month. But you ain't hitting the minister. You know better. See, what you remind me of is like when Tim Dog went up against Snoop Dogg and tried to fucking, you know what I mean, run game on Snoop and shit and talk shit. Right, y'all Tim Dog, Yvette Snoop Dog, right? You the small bark with a non-lethal bite. You sat back tonight for fucking three fucking hours. And talk shit about her pocketbook and motherfuckers that were part of the movement that are now disgruntled and are fucking looking to throw some shit. But here's the kicker though. I honestly believe that the 25 listeners, 30 at max that you guys got through the Facebook Live that I seen were basically the same motherfuckers from Slave Inc. and all the motherfuckers over there that when ADOS started first kicking off, started throwing shit. Based up off of us not folding. Nigga, this is ADOS, man. This is how we do it. All right? Either you with us or you against us. You want to call that a cult? Whatever. And we ain't bending for y'all. All right? We ain't bending for that shit. We ain't, nigga. Get down or lay down is basically what it is. Right? Get down or move the fuck out of the way. All right? We ain't going nowhere. All right? This is how we running it. Now, I hollered at Marlon Watson today on Twitter and through a couple of fucking DMs and shit, you know. And I'm not going to slander Marlon. Marlon's feelings are hurt. They're hurt, right? Based off of something that happened, right? But when it boiled down to it, I asked Marlon, well, then what is the solution? Marlon hasn't gotten back at me yet. Maybe he will after hearing my podcast. Maybe he won't. But basically, all I'm hearing is this. The money that she's getting is going into her pocket and not towards the movement. But who said that the donations that we were given to you, Yvette, had to go to supporting anything but her to continue to do what she wants to do? Naeem, are you going to hit up Minister Farrakhan? Because he's a millionaire. No disrespect to the Minister Farrakhan, because I love and respect the Minister Farrakhan, but I'm using this as an example. Are you pocket washing them? Then go pocket wash a minister. Minister. You know goddamn well better than to do that. You get shut up and sit down, because the minister in the Nation of Islam has followers that adhere to the message of the Nation of Islam, that you cannot bend, you cannot fold, you cannot change their mind. They are strong, they are a unit, as they should be, based up off of what the minister gives them. I even support the minister's message. So nigga, you what? What are you gonna do? Huh? Are you going to say, how long are you guys going to sit back and cry and whine over not getting your way? It sounds like to me that you believe that maybe because a few people put in some work that they should automatically become the leaders of the movement. And like I said before, you are the leader within your own right, within your own district where you're at. But Antonio Moore and Yvette Carnell are the headquarters. Are the headquarters. Now, Marlon asked me, he said, why don't you have some of that same critique for Yvette and Tone? And I do. My critique to Yvette and Tone is this. They didn't expect this shit to fucking grow this fast. They didn't expect the movement to grow this fast, right? So they didn't plan out and maybe prepare for this to come, right? We can blame that on them. Right? But they didn't expect that. So now we're in the process of setting up bylaws and things like that to make this of a more aligned type deal. So for those that want to join in to the movement, they understand the rules. They understand the rules. Okay? Of what it is to represent the ADOS movement.
Now, you guys say, oh, it's not a lynch.
Okay, listen, look, dude. Okay. American descendants of slavery. Hashtag American descendants of slavery. Right? It's a trademark name. Okay, as it should be. Okay? Some people may not accept that American descendants of slavery is a lineage, but it is a lineage. Okay? So, regardless of whether or not Tone or anybody else or Yvette have flip-flop on that, that is a fact. That is a fact. But hashtag ADOS is an organization. For those of us that are American descendants of slavery, we are American descendants of slavery, right? But the ADOS movement is a registered trademark name. BTP is a name that is trademarked. Be the Power is just it's a saying. Hey, Mr. John, go over there and be the power. Right? Anybody can say that. But if anybody is using the BTP, be the power, hashtag BTP or whatever your organization trademarked is in, right? That haven't been granted permission to use that, right? Then they can't do that. Get off of your bullshit. You know what I mean? Literally, the biggest fucking attackers of ADOS are other Negroes, not white people. Y'all spent tonight calling us white supremacists and shit like that. Nigga, please. You are verbatim sounding like Talib Kweli. Right? And that nigga gone now. He over on Twitter trying to do the same shit when you run up him. But Twitter don't hit the same as... I mean, he over on IG trying to do the same shit. But IG don't hit the same. We a cult. Nigga, then you a cult. See, because basically what you want is for your organization be the power to hold the spotlight. But peep game, bro. It don't right now. It don't right now. Okay, you got to accept that. Rather than whine and cry about it, put some content out there that helps you guys get the spotlight. On the Facebook Live of Washington, y'all had 30 fucking viewers at the max. Which brings me to believe that this is what I believe happened. Back when ADOS was battling with Talib Kweli, right? And when the captain was talking about Slaves Inc., right? Slaves Inc. sat back and watched that shit because they didn't really say too much. But they were sitting back and they were figuring out a way that they could move in. Right? How can we move in and cause fucking chaos? How can we move in and fucking destabilize the ADOS movement? ADOS is strong, dog. Regardless of who falls off. ADOS is like reality. It's fucking reality. The ADOS movement is reality. So, Slaves Inc. and the captain and all of them, they sat back and they seen that shit. And they got shut down a few years ago. They shut up because they realized the power of, you know, the message that Yvette Carnell and Antonio Moore were sharing. So they shut up. But they wasn't done talking. No, what they did was, from the 25 people I seen on fucking your Facebook Live tonight, those same 25 people were sent out probably by Slave Inc. to infiltrate ADOS, right? To pose as an ally. Only to later come out when they thought they had a gotcha moment to try and expose some shit that was really non-existent. From the get-go, we have said in the ADOS movement is our way or the highway. Look, we ain't fucking playing. Either you down with us 100 or you ain't down. So bounce if you ain't down. But what y'all niggas thought y'all could do was slide in. This is my opinion of what I see happening. Slide in and pretend that, you know, y'all was down. Try and figure out some things. Try and see if you could get some gotcha moments. Right? And then come out. Ironically, it happens the same time as the coup in the White House. Or the attempted coup in the White House happened with the fucking... the Trump supporters. Boy, y'all timing was impeccable. Let's get them. Now is our time. Now is our time. Y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all been some Pan-Africanists, Slaves Inc., you know, motherfuckers from the get-go, as far as I'm concerned, based off of watching what shit y'all was saying tonight. What did Grimm say? I went to a couple of meetings. And I told them that I wasn't really down. Nigga, you's a Pan-Africanist. Your history is a Pan-Africanist. You's a Sarneta TV debater. Y'all Sarneta's people. You know? Grimm essentially, basically, stated his position tonight. He was never really down. Your boy came out and put it out there. How come you and Josh can't come out and do the same thing? Y'all was never really down, right? But you were sent out as a fucking agent. You're sent out as an agent, right? And this was your time. You seen everything that happened at the Capitol and all that. You figured this was the best time to put it. They're MAGA people. They're MAGA. We're white supremacists. Nigga, do you realize how stupid you sound? Do you guys realize how ignorant you sound? We are white supremacists. So let me get this straight. We are white supremacists that have a full-out black agenda as laid out on the website, right? For black reparations, for ADOS reparations and a black agenda, right? A redress of grievances against the federal government of the United States. And we're white supremacists. You sound fucking corny. And your method right now is basically something that we've seen before. We've had to battle this before. But your method is that of, like I said, let me bring that back. An up-and-coming rapper trying to get a beef going with the big rapper, the known rapper, in order to fucking gain some fucking type of notoriety. Right? That's what you sound like. All you motherfuckers was fucking them Pan-Africanist niggas, Slave Inc. niggas. You gonna hit the captain up for trying to sell that book wherever he go around? Whenever he didn't forget to try and sell his book when he garnered an audience. There's videos of that nigga on YouTube. You know? Receipts. What receipts? Nigga, bring them. You don't got no receipts. You got emotion. Straight up, you got emotion. And it's showing right now. So you guys went into fucking Yvette's bedroom. You guys went into Antonio, or you, at least you attempted to go into their bedrooms and talk about their sexuality, who they sleep with or whatnot, or you know what I mean? You tried to shame her for fucking her sexuality. You tried to shame Antonio Moore for his sexuality. You know what I mean? But they, nigga, we beyond that shit. That ain't gonna work. That's not gonna work. Right? So for my ADOS listeners out there, man, this means just say it a little bit louder. Say it a little bit louder. Hashtag ADOS. I got some stickers, you know what I mean? That if y'all want to put a decal in your car, the reps ADOS. Alright, for free. I'm not charging anything for this. If you hit me with a message, right? I'll shoot you a sticker to a P.O. box that you could put on your a decal, you could put on your window or something like that. This is all free. I'm not collecting any money off this. You know, if you vet hear this shit, you know what I'm saying? If you want me to stop giving out the free stickers, I'll stop giving out the free stickers. I ain't tripping. You know, I ain't tripping. But these niggas here are tripping. These niggas is tripping, right? Y'all banging on niggas. Y'all gonna pull up? I mean, you know, y'all some real ones? Man, miss me with that street talk. I told you, man, these niggas, during the first time we went with Talib Kweli, man, these niggas was talking about how they gonna pull up on me and shit like that. Nigga, pull up or shut up. Straight up. Y'all act like y'all the only hardest niggas on the block. You know what I mean? Like, y'all gonna come fuck somebody up. Man, really? Really? If you only knew, right? But we're not gonna get into that shit, because I don't like to entertain that bullshit, right? I don't like to entertain that bullshit. But really? For real? The niggas that you running with right now, they know where I'm at. Okay? Cut the nonsense, man. Cut the nonsense. You want for your association or whatever it is, BTP, you want the spotlight. And nobody is saying that the spotlight's not yours. But you have to grab the spotlight in a way that fucking captures the people. Okay? And 30 motherfuckers ain't it. It ain't it. All right? We're going in tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm waiting for Mr. Watson to get back at me and tell me what the solution is. Because right now, all I see is and hear is, you know what I mean? What was that shit y'all was saying? We're nefarious. They're nefarious. No, we just can't be overran. Right? It's like this shit is all coming to fruition right now. Who you guys really are? Slaves, Inc., Pan-Africanist niggas that tried to slip in and pretend like y'all was down with it and thought y'all had a gotcha moment. Boy, y'all tried to, yo, boy, y'all timed that shit. They was like, the insurrection of the Capitol is our time, it's our time. It didn't, I mean, when you start looking at it, it makes sense why you guys is coming out at this point. You tried to use the hoopla and the noise that happened within American politics. You guys tried to coattail on that shit, didn't you? It didn't fucking work, dog. It ain't gonna work. It's not going to work. Okay? It's not gonna work. Basically, all you guys is doing is fucking name calling, pulling up fake fucking receipts. All right? Pulling up fake receipts. Or not even fake receipts, but receipts that are just like, okay. So we retweet some of the shit the motherfucker said about y'all. And rather than going after the motherfucker that said the shit, y'all somehow try and link that shit back to the movement. Man, miss me with your bullshit. It ain't gonna happen, partner. It ain't gonna happen, partner. ADOS is here to stay. Get used to it, kid. Peep game, I'm coming up on the halfway mark. It is your boy, New Jack Reloaded, coming to you from the San Fernando Valley in the 818. And on the second half, I come back with what I believe, in my opinion, should be done. What's going on? It's your boy, New Jack Reloaded, and this is the second half coming back to you from the 818 in the San Fernando Valley. Nigga, please, straight up, did you not see the Megahorn logo when Breaking Brown breaks loose? Did you not see that? I'm a straight up be 100 with you. I wanted to make millions doing this. Millions. I want her to live comfortably so that she could dedicate all her time to this. That's right, that Megahorn. You seen that right there? I want her to live comfortably. I want Antonio Moore to live comfortably so that they can continue to do this, what they do in their personal time with the donation money that we send them. It's on them. That is their personal private business. Until they say that the donations that are they're getting is going to be used for something, you know, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Because we pay for what we like. We donate to what we like. You mad because your pocketbook ain't that fat is basically what it is. You can't sit back and tell me that you don't want no money. We all want money. Right? Nigga, you talking about people sending $5 here, $2 there. Some of us could afford to send $100. You mad because that shit ain't funneling to you. No. Yvette, Antonio, if you hear this message, y'all keep doing what you're doing. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. Those are the rewards that come with waking people up. Right? You deserve to be rewarded for the message that you share. Anybody that says otherwise, that's trying to spread a message, is full of shit. It's full of shit. We live in a capitalistic driven society. Okay? Money talks and bullshit walks in this bitch. But BTP, y'all over there spreading a bunch of bullshit. That's why y'all can't walk right now. That's why y'all can't walk right now. So, like, what do we do about this? Well, like I said, this isn't the first time that, you know, ADOS had to go through this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I think that this time is different based off of the interlopers that we had got, that we allowed inside. The interlopers that we allowed inside, there were always these slave ink pan-Africanist niggas that came in like sheep's in wolf's clothing and waited for their moment to spring out and try and bite us. Look at it. It's right there in your face. That's who these people are. Now, let's break it down. Okay. Antonio Moore, Antonio Moore, Yvette Carnell, they coined the ADOS, hashtag ADOS, right? So like I said, they probably were a little bit slow to set up shit like bylaws and things like that based off of that, but they trademarked that. Okay, so now it is a brand. All right, it is a brand. We are still learning. Nobody said that we was perfect. I ain't never heard none of us say we was perfect. We are still learning. But now it is a brand. And it is a trademark brand, which means that if you want to use that brand, then yes. Yes, man. You have to purchase that. You have to purchase that. Okay? You got to pay some type of due. And you've got to follow some type of fucking rule. Do you ever see fucking Levi Strauss out there let motherfuckers make a fucking pair of Levi's, but they go the other direction? Levi's has a very specific brand, a label in the back of their jeans, right? The M, that M. You know what I'm saying? The only time that changes to something else is at that fucking permission of Levi's. Niggas, you ain't no. If you gonna use the brand, then you have to fucking adhere to the rules. It's like I said the last time when I got on y'all niggas. Nigga, there's McDonald's and there's McDowell's. You got the Big Mac, nigga, and you got the Big Mac. Now, Big Mac, do I gotta tell you, explain to you again the difference between the Big Mac and the Big Mac? So no. So we're in the process of setting this up within ADOS because it took off a little bit faster than everybody thought it did. And people kind of started driving their own directions, which is dangerous. Right? So the founders of the movement, by all means, have the right to say, hold up, pump the brakes, this is how we're doing it, because my face and name is on it. Not too many people know who you are, not to take away from anything you're doing, but hold up. Okay? Hold up. We got to organize this in a manner to where is it's going to protect me and protect you in the same token. Now, y'all claim to be educated motherfuckers over there at BTP, but y'all missing this point. Y'all missing this part. Y'all niggas all of a sudden don't understand this part. Right? And it's just like, you know, it's not a good look for you. It's not a good look for you. Do you realize, man, we strong, man. ADOS is not going anywhere. We ain't perfect. We ain't perfect. My dog, my boy, we're not perfect. We're striving to be perfect. Perfect. But nigga, get your hand out my pocket. Get your hand out my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Go on and cut the bullshit. So where do we go from here? This is what it really boils down to. Look, only the strong can survive. Only the strong will survive. Right? Niggas done fell off already. Before in the first time we went through this shit. When niggas trying to say that we this and we that. I mean, you went as so far as to call my sister a blue vein. You wanted to fucking try and make fun of her because of her mate, who she choose to be with. You bitch. You a bitch. What do you want to do? You want to hop in the bed with her and her companion? Because that's what it sounds like. You ain't invited there, though. You're not invited there. Stick to the facts. Stick to the really real. Y'all some Slaves, Inc., nigga, interlopers, that once y'all realized that ADOS was taking off and that wasn't nobody listening to the DOAS message, that y'all figured out a way to fucking slide y'all ass up in there and pretend like y'all was one of us, and then all of a sudden jump out like Jack in the Box. Ta-da! No, it ain't. Yes, it is, dog. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is the real deal Holyfield. Now, if you're a Pan-Africanist, then all good. We not Pan-Africanists, man. We about that, as Sister Yvette says, ADOS-ness. I'm on one tonight. I done had a couple of libations up in me, so don't, you know what I mean? Excuse me. But I'm on one tonight based up off of this the fucking shit show that I just watched. 25 niggas that were Slaves Inc. niggas from the get-go. I've been fucking back in, I think, let me see, what is this, 2021? Let me go back, 2019, 18. I think about 2017, I fucking had a couple of fucking talks with the captain, right? Via fucking messenger fucking live. And, you know, he went into his bullshit about how, you know, DOAS is the real movement, right? And how, you know, ADOS is a ripoff of DOAS, but there's DOAS and there's ADOS, right? Those ain't the same. The movement might be kind of same, but they ain't the same. Y'all niggas is haters. Y'all haters. Y'all mad first and foremost because y'all don't got the spotlight. Right? Y'all want to be the face of this shit. And nobody's saying that you can't do that, but you got to put something out there. Right? Kind of like American Idol, nigga. Get your ass up in there and do something to make the people fucking say, oh, okay, maybe you was right. But demanding that people fucking, you know, jump ship based up off of some shit that really happened amongst a couple of people. You know what I mean? It's foolishness. You're an interloper. And it's evident right now. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all snuck in and tried to pretend like y'all was one of us. So what do we do with these people that's down, that are ADOS loyalists like myself? What do we do with them? Right? We don't do shit with them. We let them run their course. We let them run their course. We let them talk their shit. And if it can stand the test of time, more power to them. But for those of us that's been down with the movement, we ain't scared of them. We ain't worried about them. These just some motherfuckers throwing a tantrum, wishing death upon us. Talking about they gonna come get us. They ain't gonna come. We real. We gonna fuck y'all up, man. Let's see what that shit. Listen, dude, we got soldiers. Stop playing. Stop fucking playing. Okay? It's funny how they tried to use like fucking Tariq Nasheed, and they claim that Yvette broke that movement up. Man, no, we said it from the get-go. We ain't fucking around. You know what I mean? He's sitting over there, you know, on some bullshit when it boiled down to it. He on some jokester type shit. You know? Big ups to him for his movies, Hidden Colors. I watched them. But that's just more or less like, you know, his come off, man. You know, the vitriol and shit like that, that they be displaying. And, you know what I mean? We're professionals over here, man. You know, we might entertain your argument for a minute or two. We gone. Ain't nobody talking about y'all like that. Me, maybe. But it's amazing though, man, because it's a real burnout that, you know, niggas think that because they do a little something that's significant that they need to run everything. You know, I'm gonna put it to you like this. No, man. Yvette and Antonio are the face of this movement, right? Because they've earned that position, whether you like it or not. Okay? Those of us that are still down, that are loyal to the ADOS movement, we want it that way. And there's nothing you can do to change it. There's nothing you can do to change it. But what are we going to do? We are going to let BTP and Mr. Graham over there sound like, you know, I was never really down from the first place. Lord Abba, Josh, why don't y'all just put out there, we was Pan-Africanists and we was coming in and you know what I mean? We had a little plan to get inside there and pretend like we was them. And soon as we seen our moment, we was going to break it up. And we down with Talib Kweli because we sound just like him. They a cult. It's a grift. They a t-shirt company. Nigga, then stop selling y'all fucking bullshit. Whack. Sonetta, come get your kids, man. Sonetta, come get your kids. These type of niggas that, you know, when we was young, you had a little blow-up pool. Right, you put the water in one hot summer day. You invite these niggas and shit over there. And these niggas come in and pop your motherfucking pool. Pop your pool. When you was trying to share it with them. Y'all niggas remind me of the niggas from the 20s and shit that used to come down from the Pueblos. Talking about we gonna race for bikes. Right? You beat them niggas, you win. And they still jump you and take your bikes. If you win, you get to keep your bike. But if we win, you lose your bike. Put a nigga in a situation, we ain't got no choice. Nigga, you ain't taking my bike, so nigga, let's race. Right? Let's race. And we race, you beat that nigga. Them niggas still trying to take your bike after you beat them. Got some bullies just trying to bully a bigger motherfucking entity. That ain't budging. Alright? So for the members that is down with the ADOS, you know what I mean? That's loyalist to the movement. You know what I mean? Don't let these men with hurt feelings turn you away from the work that our brother and sister have done. They have woken many of us up, just on that notion alone, on that premise alone. They have woken you up. We have to have uniformity. We are not fucking perfect. And I have never heard anybody say we're perfect. There are going to be some trips, some snags along the way. But ADOS is coming. We're coming. And that scares people. Because we have set ourselves apart as a distinct group. American descendants of slavery. Say it to yourself out loud. Say it to you. You can't get around that. You can't get under that. You can't get beside that. You have to face that fucking dead on. Don't let these interloping chumps come in here with some false shit, basically. Some same shit that we heard fucking Talib Kweli and all them talk about. Same shit. Listen to it. Listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. And understand that we've been through this before. They too shall fail. We are coming. And there is nothing that's going to stop us. This is legitimate and this is real. Whether you donate to Yvette or you're not, you can't deny that she's woken you up. You can't deny that fucking Antonio is woke you up. This is coming from somebody that Antonio has blocked. I still love the brother. You know what I mean? And I ain't tripping because I still see your videos, nigga. Now what? That's all good. I think I probably pissed you off. But it's all good. I still love you. You know? That's Twitter. The work is the work. The message is the message. Right? The code is the code. You BTP niggas that hate that. Nigga, we own code, nigga. ADOS is legitimate, and it doesn't give anybody any room to fucking move around, go under, or get beside. Either you're with us or you're against us. And that has been the message from day fucking one. There will be no interlopers. There will be no compromise. It is only us, about us, for us. All right? It is your boy, New Jack Reloaded, coming to you from the 818 in the San Fernando Valley. The time is 9:50 on a Monday, February 8th. Hey, player, I'm going to keep it 100. It's like that, fool. I'm out.